This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Universal commercial code, I think it's 133-1 or something like that, where they changed ownership of your assets to them. It's now collateral, so they can use your assets that you think are yours.
It's all debt instruments.
It's all debt instruments. You gave it to them, so if they need the money to pay off a debt, the derivatives debt, like after 2009, they can, and they don't have to ask you. So your money is no longer yours in the bank. That's devastating. When people would realize that, it's going to cause a run, because the banks should be the safest asset that people have. So if that's not safe, well, I foresee the next step is a run on the stock market, a run on all their other investments, because it's like, we don't trust anything anymore.
And why are they then positioning themselves for that? To make us bring in the new system when, oh my God, the stock market went down by half, the banks are runs. Don't worry, we have a new digital currency, as the EU says. It's ready. Just download this. It's all fixed.
Well, okay, so to answer that, I could ask you a question. Let's say we know what they're saying. I have a timeline that we're going to go over on central bank digital currency and how it's been implemented and how it's come in, not even sneakily. They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do. Exactly. So.
By the way, I want that up front, the whole interview, because we're live right now, but the posted one will get even more views. Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
Oh, it could, because if I were to say, hey, Alex, I'm with the Bank for International Settlements. I'm with the IMF, and we have this plan. We have this plan where we're going to disallow you from buying or selling if we don't like your ideology. Most of these globalists don't like your ideology. They don't like mine. They don't.
They've already debanked me. They've already up. No,
yeah. But if they were to say, hey, we're not going to let you take money out of the bank, buy or sell with whom you want, what you want, when you want, you would say, no. We're not in for this, right? Did they know most of the world would say that? Nobody wants that kind of big brother spyware on your bank account, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling, because every evangelical Catholic that I know says, Kirk, this is Revelation
13. They've got to get you to 17. Opt into it during a crisis.
Yes. So how would you give that up, your ability to buy or sell, if a crisis is so bad that you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't feed your kids, you can't live? So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad, banks are shutting down, all this economic failure, we'll give you what you want, government, just we'll give you away our freedoms, just take care of us, make sure that we can still feed our family. This is what's happening right now, right in front of us. And people don't understand, central bank digital currency is not the savior of the world. It's awful. See, they're marketing it as, hey, we can stop drug trafficking, we can stop human trafficking, we can stop
money laundering. Meanwhile, they run all that.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want that garbage around either. But the flip side of it is,
it's total crap. Well, yeah, make all your houses glass in case you might do something wrong, but their houses aren't glass. It's to control us.
It's absolutely, this is not meant to fix a system. This is meant to have complete people control over all of us.
Build back better. Get rid of the old system. Factory reset, bring in the new.
Yeah. So what's been happening over the last year? So actually over the last 3 years, let's even go back a little bit farther. So banks failing are kind of big stories. Everybody talks about it. You would talk about it. I'd talk about it. Nobody talks about it if a branch closes up. Like, let's say you're walking down the street to go for coffee.
And they're closing. They're quietly. The banks are quietly closing in slow motion.
Yeah, in fast motion, but nobody cares, because if you're walking down the street to go for coffee.
No, not agree, but not in one day. So it's like a million miles an hour, not a trillion miles an hour.
Correct. Yeah, so if you go down, let's say you banked at PNC Bank. And you're walking down the street to the coffee shop, and it's like, oh man, my PNC Bank has plywood on the windows. It's closed. You think, all right, well, that's sad. Now I have to go 3 miles down the street to the next branch. Nobody cares about a branch closing. But what if in 2023, over 2,000 branches closed, 2022, over 2,000 branches closed, 2021, over 2,000 branches closed? That's 6,000 bank branches that have closed over the last
Because they don't need worms on the line. They've got us all in debt. Now they're getting rid of the cheese on the mousetrap because we're already in the mousetrap.
Correct. So that doesn't make a story.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You know, we just had last week the annual Davos World Economic Forum meeting, and there's a lot of interesting clips that came out of that. I don't know if you saw the woman doing the shamanic Native American blessing, Mekalekaha, Mekalekahani Ho, no hoes in Davos. I was certainly blessed when I saw that, because the hoes were sold out in Davos. I don't know if you noticed that, but they got sold out. So I had a hard time trying to find companionship when I went and covered Davos. All the hoes were sold out. Just kidding. But they really did sell out of hoes in Davos because we're ruled over by clearly degenerate elite, and they do much worse than just renting a hoe. They are into the worst things imaginable, and that's who runs the West, unfortunately. But how do they get to that position? We saw, for example, people like Tedros, one of the government COVID mouthpieces, one of the CDC Rockefeller Foundation mouthpieces, telling us that disease X is actually just the sequel to COVID. He says COVID was disease X part one. So I think that was one of the most important clips that we saw coming out of Davos. We saw some people giving them some heat, giving them some opposition. That's nice to hear, but I think that was a lot of PR. That was a lot of attempting to give the impression that, oh, we're open-minded here. We want to hear all sides of the debate, and we want to hear from the opposition. No, they don't. That was all just for appearances. And, of course, people at Davos, they're kind of up there towards the top, but they don't really run the show. These are a lot of heads of state, a lot of CEOs, a lot of corporate elite, and they certainly have a degree of power, but they answer to a system, a structure that was there a long time ago. And it's important to understand that we're, 100, 200 years into what we are going through, this plan for a global world Fabian socialist state, a technocratic state that they want to build. So we're way down we're way deep into this. And when we see the border situation, that is just one of the many elements of the warfare, the siege that Alex always talks about that's being waged against the West. And many of the global elites in their own documents said, especially coming out of the Royal Society, for example, that they would have to regain their colony, the United States of America, and get it back under the aegis of this older European nobility style interventionism and global policing and warfare model, which is principally what the U.S. was set up to oppose, right? That and the idea of the central bank was very, very high up on the list of the things that many of the founding fathers wanted to keep America from getting into, because they understood that for all of their faults, they understood that a central bank that's privately owned that can print all the money that it wants to and basically run the whole system on debt destroys the country. It destroys the livelihood of the peoples, destroys the national wealth. And this is not new. This is a known strategy. The most important geopolitical text of the 20th century, Tragedy and Hope by Dr. Carol Quigley, has a opening 100 pages or so that discusses this very point. that the history of Western central banking throughout Europe, by extension, the Federal Reserve gold note model, that's not where you peg the currency to gold. That's where you inflate the currency, not based on the actual amount of gold that you hold. He says that's really the model of how Western central banking is run. The plan then was to extend this to all of the countries. And one of the key ways they do that is through the two-pronged model of neoliberalism and Marxist socialism. Both of those models are amenable to and support the central banking fiat debt-based usury model. And so it doesn't really matter whether it's the socialists or the neoliberals. They both answer to and submit to a higher system based around debt, pushing technocracy. So I wanted to go through some of the strategies, the techniques, the plans, the ways that the elite subvert, destroy, and bring down nations in order to then rebuild them. It's a kind of an alchemical process. And yes, some of the global elite even talk about this. They write of it as an alchemical process. Arthur Kessler in Ghost in the Machine describes the process of bringing the world into this technocratic superstate as an alchemical breaking down, dissolution model that you then rebuild into and restructure into the new thing. And they sort of do this implosion from within and restructuring for all areas of life. So the existing systems, because most existing systems or structures tend to have flaws, you might exploit those flaws intentionally, blow it up, and then you have the prepackaged solution to the thing that you intended to blow up all along to bring in what was always your end goal, the new model. And really the strategists, the Brzezinskis, the Kissingers, right, these are always the key figures to look to as the kind of architects and the managers and the movers and the shakers of these kinds of restructuring plans and models, because they were so influential throughout the Cold War, for example, in doing these very kinds of operations. So, for example, what are the things that you might want to restructure? Well, what we do is we take something like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the very basic elements of what humans want and desire, and you essentially restructure and retool all that, right? Because we're going to try to push man into a new transhumanist technocratic order. We have to get him to rethink how he views himself and how he views the world. And one of these key white papers that's about this is called Changing Images of Man, that comes out of Stanford Research. And this is Joseph Campbell and some other globalist technocrat people really put together this white paper that would reconfigure how man viewed humanity, society, and then himself. And the idea was that as the Western biblical model fell apart, it could be replaced with new ways that man would reintegrate himself into a global order. In order to get to that end goal, the 2030, 2040, 2050 end goal that they are really working to get us towards, there would be a lot of battles and kind of restructuring and implosion and subversion that would happen along the way. So we're kind of positioned in this midway between the planning stages of the last 100, 200 years and the rolling out phases towards 20, 30, 40, and 50. And we're kind of positioned right in that key rollout phase. Now, a lot of people knew about this because it had been written about in so many global elite texts. I mean, this entire shelf over here of mine is essentially devoted to just that stuff, just the writings of the elite and books that were really ahead of their time to critique this stuff. But let's go through some of the basic ideas and principles and doctrines and techniques of how the subversion works. And the idea is that you can go back to examples like Adam Weishaupt, right? Weishaupt, the famous Illuminist, listed certain propositions about how he would take over the governments of the world to create this future equalitarian society, supposedly. And he lists things that you might expect, like subverting political leaders and bringing in full-on communism and so forth and so on, and subverting religion, taking it over from within, right? All these different things that what do you know? That just seemed to have happened in the last several hundred years. But we're starting to see it more and more uncloaking, so to speak, the hierarchy that was previously cloaked and hidden is now unveiled, right? And even some of the New Ager witch people have written about this, right? Like Blavatsky, they talk about Isis unveiled and the priestess class of Isis witchcraft, basically is what that's all about, is now coming to the fore to be unveiled. And that couldn't have happened without feminism, right? And likewise, you have the new hermaphrodite Baphomet religion, which is essentially that you can become the opposite of what you biologically are, right? By your own will and decision. This is really just a religion of will worship or self-worship, right? So we're talking about the subversion first of religion. And then the culture changes are downstream from that. So in my view, kind of religion is the first and foremost thing you have to subvert. When we come back, we'll get to the other areas of society that are subverted and how that's done on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jason House's Rock. We're talking about the means and methods and techniques of subversion, what the overall strategies and plans are, how this happens. And when we identify it, we can then see that clearly that's what's going on, and we can figure out ways to oppose it, to identify it. We won't fall for the tricks. We won't fall for the classic methods and modes of subversion. So we were talking about economics and religion. I kind of bypassed economics. I think that one's pretty obvious that the first and foremost technique that's used to control a nation isn't media. It isn't even necessarily religion. I think it's first and foremost the money printing phenomena of the central privately owned central bank and fiat currency. But I think religion is overlooked because religion is what most people turn to when it comes to finding meaning in their life, their daily living, at least prior to the modern era. That's how people lived. And so Bishop himself, for example, talked about how there would be a need to subvert and take over religion to change Western civilization. And we see, I think, examples of this in documents that have been discovered at various points in history, not just the documents discovered by the Austrian government in regard to Weishaupt and his plans. But a couple centuries later, we have the discovery of documents like the Alta Vendita Lodge, which discussed in one of their plans the taking over of the office of the papacy. So the Roman Catholic Church was a longtime target because it had such an important fixture in the West, as many people look to this for moral guidance, theological guidance, and even cultural guidance. It was clear that institutions and entities, secret societies that wanted to subvert Western civilization, saw the value in taking over something like the office of the papacy. I would argue that has happened. It probably happened a longer time ago than the Alta Vendita documents that people like Leo XIII mentioned. But regardless, that's an example of what I'm talking about. But fast forwarding to the last, say, 50, 60 years, we have open intelligence agency discussions and plans about how to take over and subvert religions and religious institutions via all means. But the number one means, I think, is through money. If you're familiar with the acronym MICE, this is a classic intelligence acronym coming out of the CIA, really, about how to co-opt people. And it stands for money. It stands for I forgot, I actually just blanked on the acronym, but it's like, it's money, ideology, ego, and then C is compromise. So yeah, there, that's what it is. And MICE is really, you know, just a 4-point thing that you could figure out as to how, you know, again, basic human drives, right? What drives human beings? Well, things like money, things like their ideology, things like being sexually compromised or blackmail, which we've seen in spades come out with regard to the whole Epstein phenomena. This also goes back to the Franklin cover-up. It goes back to Jimmy Savile. Those are other examples of forms of a compromise. The D.C. Madam, Henry, then another D.C. Madam, Deborah Palfrey, who Alex had on many years ago. These are all examples of that compromise acronym in the MICE list. Of course, ego is another one, you know, playing on people's desire for fame or for recognition or whatever. So all those elements can be there for compromise of the individual. And you can kind of expand that to a larger scale to the nation or the institution in question as well. So we're talking about, say, the church, right? You could compromise people in the church with those same principles that are, that the intelligence agencies use to compromise people. And we can think of things like NGOs, for example, right? NGOs wanting to open a discussion within a religious institution about say, female ministers and priests, right? Something that's never been heard of. Here we are in the last few decades, suddenly is something that we need to reopen the question, right? What about all other manner of moral questions that are pretty much settled long ago? Oh, let's reopen those and let's have a scholarly investigation, a fair and honest open question and debate, right? This kind of thing. Or the Rockefeller Foundation. Oh, they're going to put $1 million into your building fund, but you got to have so-and-so come be your seminary professor or the head of the department. You see, this is how it really works, right? So the people who have money are able to then influence and change the ideology of various institutions. And likewise, as I said, other things go along with that, like sexual blackmail. And there's a long history of clergy being blackmailed as well. This has come out in a lot of books. It's not that widely known, but I think pretty much a lot of people have figured out that probably the result of Benedict the Pope stepping down had to do with maybe not him himself being sexually compromised, but warnings and threats of a lot of priests and high-ranking clerics that perhaps were blackmailed that was being used. That's a very prevalent theory about what happened with Benedict XVI. Regardless, I mean, this really just shows the influence and control of outside or secret forces or foreign operations, foreign forces to really subvert these kinds of institutions. And it goes deeper than that. You can get into the State Department influencing, for example, the events in the Ukraine, splitting Ukraine down the middle in a religious way through supporting and funding the creation of an entirely fake Orthodox church in the Ukraine. So all of these are very well-known public examples of the way that religious institutions can be subverted. And again, usually it's just money and putting, you know, a few million dollars into this or that seminary building or whatever. And then you've got control, right? So it's not that complicated. It's not super hard to figure out. But a lot of times, right, it's using subversive scholars and academics is another key element of this. So a lot of times it's not even so much clergy as it is so-called academics that are utilized to change the ideas and beliefs of various religious institutions. And this happens kind of across the board. It's not just a phenomena of, say, Catholicism. It happens in the Orthodox Church. It happens in Protestant groups as well. It's going on for a long time, as well as in other religions. For example, the history of Islam, we see a lot of intelligence usage of various Islamic groups. The CIA's had a long history of utilizing Islamic radicals. It's very well known. It's written about in CIA operatives and their biographies, like Game of Nations by Miles Copeland. There's a whole section on using Muslims for false flags. Doesn't mean I'm pro-Islam. I debate the top Muslims out there all the time. So I'm not being pro-Islam when I talk about the realities of how religious institutions are used. So one of the key ways to change and alter a society is, as I said, by coming in and changing and altering the prevailing religious belief. And if in the West the prevailing religious belief is something loosely akin to the Bible and Christianity, even though that's quickly dying away, then what's the new thing is either some sort of new agey, dogmatic free replacement, something like an all pervasive new kind of religion, something like what we see with Baha'i or something like what you see as an example. I'm not saying Baha'i is the new world religion, but what you see with like a generic all religions coming together, a ecumenist type thing, right? That's a potential contender for the new replacement religion or something we don't even know about yet, like a new alien religion or the new mythology that's yet to be created, right? So who knows where the world religion will go, but world religion is one of the key ones, so keep that in mind. This is the Oxygen Show. We'll come back and talk about more techniques of subversion to...
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab, and you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Analysis. We're discussing the techniques of subversion and how to destroy and take down a nation. They're all pretty clear, self-evident, and obvious once you see them. However, most people still don't understand that this is the reality that we live in. People are coddled. People are soft. They think that we live in a world divorced from the way most people have lived in history because of all the prosperity and peace and security that we've had in this country. And so they think that you could never have a taking down of the West or of America or of our civilization because God's blessed America, but that ain't never going to happen. It can't happen as it's happening. And the reason it's happening is manifold, but a couple of the problems are that people refuse to believe or accept that these things are possible, that there are conspiracies, that there are attempts to subvert and control and rule. People have chosen to willfully not believe that. They choose to continue to buy into the idea that Joe Biden calls the shots and we're run by a bunch of idiots. Not idiots. It's a technique It's very methodical. It's very planned out. The corporate elite, they're not stupid. They know how to use these techniques to take down countries. And we were talking about subversion of the economy first. Then we talked about the subversion of religion. Obviously, the taking down of the borders is pretty obvious. I mean, this is if you have the notion of siege, you're sieging a city. What are you trying to do when you siege a city? Well, you're trying to get inside of it. So you want the walls to come down. Right. And the idea of the walls coming down, I mean, this is, you know, something the left promotes this, and the ideological motivations of the left, if you want to understand them, it's really a narcissistic dark triad that utilizes virtuous victimhood. And that's actually a psychology paper that came out not too long ago. And the thesis of the paper was that in a supposedly egalitarian, equalitarian, democratic society, people who are cunning and who are exhibiting narcissistic traits have figured out, or the dark triad traits, right, like psychopathy, they've figured out that in that kind of a society, the way to get ahead and to score points or to get attention or even to get monetary gain is through signifying and signaling your oppression status, signifying you're a victim. But what's ironic is that most of the people who are really good at this are actually psychopaths. They're not victims. And this is sad because it actually is a disservice to people who are really traumatized and who are really actually oppressed and victims. This makes, you know, it's the meme of the person who cries out as they strike you. And I see this a lot in the debates that I engage in. For example, in the religious realm, a lot of the people exhibit a lot of these traits where they play this really pious attitude. But meanwhile, in the background, they're engaged in just unbelievable activities, right? So this is a very common, you know, sort of pharisaical, contradictory way to operate. But there's a lot of people in this society who are cunning and who have figured this out. And that's principally when you have a society that's based around what we typically call feminine values or more feminine ideas, like societies that are concerned mainly with security, societies mainly concerned with pleasure and safety. There's nothing wrong with those things. Those are great for, you know, a woman to cultivate in the house for her children. But they're not really values that a society can run on or operate on. They're not values that a religion or a corporation or a business can run on, because they will break down the business. And you see this with the strategies of SDG, DEI, all the acronyms, all of that for supposedly fairness and inclusion. These are not techniques for fairness and inclusion. That's the facade, and it's a control system. And it's not just a control system, it's actually a way to tear down and destroy things. I mean, the corporate elite, they're not stupid. They know that these policies don't make the airlines or the you know, the functionality, the logistics systems run better. It runs worse. Why would they keep doing it? Why do the companies keep pushing the policies of go broke? Do you think they're just dumb? No, it's because they answer to a higher power in terms of cultural warfare. It's not about the bottom line of making money. It's beyond that. It's about an agenda. And it's not just an agenda of leftism or liberalism. It's actually a dark, demonic inversion agenda. That's why what's consistently pushed is everything that's anti-human, antinatalist, and inverted. Everything that's true, good, and beautiful is inverted in this system by design. And to understand that it's by design, even if you don't believe that there's a devil or that there's a spiritual reality or whatever, what we think of as evil and degeneracy is a powerful tool to destroy something. So just from a pragmatic standpoint, it ought to be obvious that these can be, at least, potentially techniques of destroying a country. For example, introducing into a culture a lot of degenerate Hollywood movies. Maybe that's a way to exercise soft power and to change that culture. And that's actually happened countless times in the last 50, 60 years. It's part of the Cold War to introduce a lot of Western Hollywood-style movies for the purpose of changing a target culture. Well, now the target culture is basically the entire West, and even by extension, the entire globe. So let's push now the trans agenda by the Fortune 100, Fortune 500 across the entire globe, right? What that signifies is the removal of boundaries. Let the walls come down, right? Let the walls come down. Walls signify masculine borderlines, right? Men set up boundaries. It's a masculine principle and technique to do this. The idea of having no boundaries, no restrictions, no limitations is that rebellious and satanic approach, that anarchic approach. And I'm not saying that we need to have excessive laws everywhere or that we need statism. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the principle itself, in terms of all boundaries, whether it's the boundaries that I have as a male, being a Western civilization man or whatever, right? Being a person that lives in America, being a person that lives in a certain state with certain boundaries in my city. There's a wall around my house has walls, right? I mean, these are boundaries, and there's nothing wrong with boundaries. But the idea of pretty much all leftism is that all boundaries are oppressive and they must be destroyed and taken down. Whether it's the natural boundary that you have being made as a man or a woman, whether it's the natural boundaries that you have in terms of your nation state, your family, whatever, all boundaries have to be taken down and destroyed. Not ultimately to give these people the freedom and the liberty that they think they're getting, but to destroy Western civilization. That's it. And the people that are really smart at the top, the high IQ social engineers, social scientists, technocrats, they know that you can't have a society with absolutely no boundaries. This is a technique, a specific usage of getting rid of the border to destroy this country. And it's obvious. It's not an accidental. It's not a bunch of idiots in D.C. It's a plan. It's a strategy. Been talked about many times. Kissinger talked about it like he'd never heard of this, right? I don't know why we've let so many Muslims into Germany. It's almost like this wasn't a bad idea, right? One of the last interviews he gave. Like he didn't know this. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. Maybe he's senile and he was, you know, just spouting out stuff and he didn't really know what he was saying. But no, I mean, these people, I mean, the border issue, I mean, it goes back to ancient civilizations, like getting right, taking down walls, right? China built a wall around China a long time ago. But the idea of the West now is that we can export degeneracy, destroy these other cultures with the toxicity that's now festering in the West as a way to destroy all cultures and societies, break down all walls, boundaries, and borders. Not for liberation, but for total enslavement, as O'Brien says to Winston. Because the motivating factor in all this is absolute hatred of man. So it's actually a satanic, demonic hatred of mankind across the board and existence itself. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jason Alsis, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Subversion.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay Schnauzer. We're talking about the subversion of the nation. Talking about hard facts and examples that we can look to where we've seen techniques used to subvert examples of powerful entities like foundations and think tanks. RAND Corporation, for example. Alex Abella has a book on how RAND, the official history of the RAND Corporation, about how it has steered American society and culture into the direction that we've gone into. Things like Obamacare, things like the Iraq War, things like the Cold War, things like moving us away from a production-based economy to a service economy. All of that was brainstormed and rolled out by the RAND Corporation as one example. But there's plenty of other think tanks and powerful groups and entities that rule us from the background, what Edward Bernays called the secret invisible government of shadow masters who rule us through our passions and our desires, things like advertising, things like mass media. That's another key component in this power structure that we're talking about to subvert. Even though you have people from the power structure writing these books, openly saying that they're doing this and that this is how it works, much of the population is still in denial, still willfully choosing to not look at the evidence, not look at the information. Whether it's the church, whether it's the state, whether it's the educational institutions, they're all subverted, all of them now. In terms of overall institutional capture, doesn't mean there's not good people in the institutions, doesn't mean there's not good churches here and there, but for the most part, at an institutional top-down level, many of these, or perhaps most of these, have been actually taken over and subverted. So yeah, there's still some good schools, some good places you can go. Yeah, that still exists, but we have to be honest about the reality of where we are, and you're not going to get good things coming out of D.C. You're not going to get good things coming out of the Vatican. You're not going to get good things coming out of, you know, these key Western structures and you know, pivots of culture and history. They've been subverted. It's institutional capture. Mega churches, all this kind of nonsense, that's all subversion. It's a bunch of money laundering. It's a bunch of fronts for intelligence stuff. Not I'm saying every church is bad. I'm just saying that the reason you keep seeing a lot of these kind of scandals and whatnot is because these are fraudulent institutions for the most part. So we're talking about problems and strategies and what's being done. The next phase, as we said, will be, I think, in 2024 to do whatever's necessary to disrupt this election. I think that Donald Trump represents a symbolic image of the people. It's a wave that can then awaken many other people. So that's, I think, the main reason that the system hates him is that he could trigger and continue to trigger. He already has, as well as Alex and Tucker and others, triggered a lot of awakening. And the concern is that it might continue. There might be more people awakening and figuring it out. The border is another thing that's waking people up. So they really go crazy, right, with this stuff because they're really impelled, I think, by something beyond just human calculations and machinations. I think there's an actual evil force behind this, which impels them to kind of just go nuts with pushing the most insane pedo stuff, the most insane, trans stuff at every level, and just going full bore crazy with it, going full hardcore with the shots and the lockdowns. I mean, they're just out of control, but there is still a methodology to this, right? It's not like they're insane. They're cunningly insane, so to speak. It's like a mad scientist is the best analogy I can think of, right? And the mad scientist is sort of impelled to keep doing his experiments and try to create his Frankenstein or whatever, right? And he's insane, but he's still very cunning and good at what he's doing. It's not like he's, you know, I don't know, frothing and flopping in his own puke in the corner like he's possessed or something, like Linda Blair or something. No, he's very methodical in this, right? It's not a Linda Blair type of possession. It's more of like a mad scientist type of thing. So that's the type of subversion that we're dealing with here. And they've been very successful. Most of the institutions, as we said, education, right? Obviously that's been subverted a long time ago. The original founders of public education in America, John Dewey, Horace Mann, they talked about it being a technique for socialization and creating the social man. So it was always a socialist project. Madame Blavatsky said that public schooling would would bring about a kind of Pentecost, the New Age, she said, the founder of, one of the founders, I guess you could say, of the New Age movement, British intelligence operative and a witch, in my view, is who Madame Blavatsky really was, maybe a socialist. So you've got, again, another institution subverted. All the major media outlets were originally peopled by individuals from the intelligence agencies, OSS and so forth, were the first heads of the TV networks, Sarnoff, Paley, et cetera. The intelligence agencies themselves were more and more gradually privatized and taken out of the domain of being under the aegis of the military. And they were made more and more of an intellectual and then with the inquiry and then more and more a kind of a private army of the Rockefellers themselves. And I've even said about what the CIA actually was. That's a fair way to read it, because really it's just serving the interests of a very, very powerful oligarchical moneyed elite. It's not about America's interests, not about protecting America from foreign enemies and the terrorists. Right? All of that's really just a created and controlled chaos. So that's where we are. That's the reality. The institutions are captured. Government's captured a long time ago. Quigley says that the elections have been steered or the candidate's controlled for 100 years. And he was writing that in the 1960s. So I think that when you see such hatred and such vitriol and such attacks when it comes to somebody like Donald Trump, it has to do with his symbolic status. Anyway, so what about solutions? Everybody always says, what's your solution? You ain't got no solutions to none of it. Well, we've actually been talking about solutions for a long time over here on my channel, on my outlets. I think it is important to get back into reading the Bible, but not just you and the Bible. I think that Orthodox Christianity, not in its liberal forms, but in its classical traditional forms, is where we should look. That's where I found a lot of peace in these crazy times. I think that you could look at alternative ways to have, you know, your money truly be money and not lose your value through, you know, inflation and theft and all this kind of stuff by Bitcoin and gold. I think that those are great alternatives. I think that being self-sufficient is crucial. I think that one thing that's overlooked that's probably the most powerful thing that we don't do on an economic level is just stop using Fortune 100, Fortune 500 company. Lazy. And we've gotten in a situation where it's so easy, the ease of, you know, using online delivery services or the ease of going to Walmart or something like this. But every time you go to Walmart, every time you use these, you're really just giving your time and energy and support to the people that are erecting the system that will destroy us. Think about that. I mean, it's the same with if you've seen the movie THX-1138, you're watching it and you're like, haha, look at all these idiots. They're building the robots that enslave them and beat them. It's like, you mean like us, like what we do, where we use all the Fortune 100 companies that are erecting the system to destroy us. I mean, we're doing the same thing. That's one of the points of THX-1138, the movie, is that the irony is that the humans are building the system to destroy the humans. And that's actually one of the points that the elites themselves make, is that if people are so stupid that they go along with their own destruction, then, you know, they deserve it. Right? That's their attitude. We even see them mentioning this at times, kind of breaking character, so just breaking the fourth wall and saying this at times. So, you know, that's the reality of what, you know, if you really want to fight the New World Order, it's not about talking smack on the internet. It's about stop going to Walmart. You know, stop supporting the Fortune 100 as best you can. That's the real way to exercise opposition. But people are tricked into thinking that opposition is bitching on Twitter. And I'm not saying you can't bitch on Twitter. I'm just saying, what's more effective if half of the country stopped, you know, spending money at Walmart and supported, say, family local businesses? Or if everybody just bitched on Twitter for an hour? Like, that would do nothing. I'm talking about bitching on Twitter. I'm not talking about putting out videos exposing corruption or what we do over here or what Alex does. That's very effective. It gets out to millions of people. People are seeing and waking up. I'm talking about, you know, if you want to actually take action and change things and have an effect, that's much more powerful than, you know, figuring out, you know, what the latest outrage is, right? Kate Gate, Calendar Gate, all this stuff is nonsense. This stuff is ridiculous. It doesn't do anything. These kinds of pseudo controversies and scandals, right? When, you know, kids go to Walmart and they see, you know, like rainbow stuff everywhere. That's way more damaging than the stupid stuff that people debate about on the internet. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, J.D.R. Jason Ellis. If you like this take, if you like what I'm talking about, you can get my books at my website, jasonellis.com, in the shop. There's signed copies. You can get my Esoteric Hollywood books. You can get my other books on philosophy, geopolitics, all there in the shop. Also support the InfoWars store by going to the InfoWars store and getting those excellent products to support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.